Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across, along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. That's Quirky Gems Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Would you like to advertise here on Quirky Gems Podcast? I've got two packages available for you. The intro package gets you an advert read out right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You'll get your socials, a website. It's available. You'll also get a link in my link tree. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal, £6, available worldwide. The Let's Get Social package. You get your advert read out right here. Right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You also get your link available in my Twitter. Every time I drop a new podcast, you will get seen by my followers. You will also get your link in my link tree. How amazing is that? £12 for 1 month. Payment via PayPal available worldwide. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem.
Hi and happy Easter 2023. I hope the Easter Bunny brought you lots of chocolate. Me, I haven't had one Easter egg yet and it's Easter Sunday. Good Friday came and I thought, be good Gem, be good. I've been eating a lot of chocolate mousses and hot chocolate, but I thought, no, I'm going to be good. And I'm eyeing up an Easter egg for tomorrow with a nice cup of tea. So I thought I'd put that out there. But yes, it's Easter 2023. If I'm quiet, you can hear something. They just went quiet then, as if on cue. They know I'm recording. This is only like my fourth time trying to record. Oh, let me paint a picture for you, okay? First of all, hi. I forgot to say that, didn't I? I'm Gem, the madness it is. You knew that though, because like, if you haven't listened, you press play. If you're new here, it's great to have you. Hi, welcome. And this is Quirky Gems Podcast. Hi. As I said, it's Easter. And there were birds singing outside just then. Went quiet and they were like, we don't want to be recorded. Did you ask us? You know, did you ask permission? They would have a point if they said that, but I can't speak further. So, okay. So, over here in the UK, I don't know where else in the world, I'm not that cultured, but over here in the UK, it's Easter. And so, over this weekend, I've actually managed to pump my bike tyres up. I'm very excited to take her out and about, and we'll have a little bit more energy, that is. And I'm actually changing up my style a bit, which is going to be interesting. So, if you are interested in some makeup tips, I'm going to be reviewing some stuff. So I'm going to be reviewing some makeup items. I'm kind of naturally changing up my wardrobe as well. Spring is all about new beginnings, isn't it? So I find myself drawn to new stuff. And yeah, so if you're listening, wherever you're listening from, hit the follow button. And if you're on Instagram or Twitter, and maybe you're stalking me, that's fine. No judgment. A little bit weird, but no judgment. It's at Radio Gem. Yeah, I'm back on Instagram again. I will be talking about that in an upcoming episode. Make sure you stay around. Get your word right, Gem. Make sure you stay around. That's the one. Well, I've been a bit mean to you. It wasn't planned. I just have been drawn to something Easter-y. And thought, it is a toss-up between a daffodil or a hot cross bun. The hot cross bun took it. I blame Jack. My other half, it was his idea. As you do, always blame the other half, you know. But in a pretend, or say, it wasn't me, I didn't say that, you know. Probably not great when you're a podcaster because they can rewind it and say you did, though. Not that he ever has, but hey. So, I decided, because it's Easter, I lately, where I've been healing from radiotherapy, my tongue feels like, you know, when you burn it on hot tea or coffee. I myself am a tea and, as of lately, hot chocolate drinker. And so I am exploring the amazing world of chocolate. It's true, and other things. So today I actually had my first kind of proper chocolate bar, and I was like, yay! Because, you know, it's all about using your teeth for every reason. I leave you with that image. But so I'm looking forward to actually eating hopefully an Easter egg tomorrow. Like I said, to me it's still Easter because it's gonna be bank holiday, but you know. So I have been enjoying hot cross buns. Wasn't gonna get any, but I thought, hey, I've been through a lot. I have been craving it. It was actually Jack's idea, like, put it in a basket, just get it, you know? So, yeah, I've been enjoying hot cross buns, and I thought maybe you'll like it too. So, if you press play, that is your way of virtually taking a bite. You're welcome. I add butter. What would you add on yours? What would you have with yours? Think about it. It's Easter, indulge me. What would you have? I, myself? Okay, this isn't an M&S ad, but hey, my voice is going to go really low. So, me, picture the scene. Hot cross bun with butter. That's, you can't really have it without butter. You know, it adds a bit of moisture to it. On a plate, or in my case, a saucer, because I am posh. And a cup of tea, or if I'm really feeling extravagant, a hot chocolate. I repeat, a hot chocolate. Now, I like to taste, and probably after, I was just about to say Christmas, after Easter, they'll probably be gone. So it's kind of like, okay, I might have one pack. And I bought that in the week. It's now Sunday. I bought that Wednesday. So it's like I'm doing well. But what would you have? Do you have anything in your hot cross bun? Some people have hot chocolate hot cross buns. I've never tried them, but I mean, no form of judgment, but it's like chocolate hot cross bun. It's like pick a thing. You either want a chocolate or you want hot cross bun. Like, why would you marry those two up? I mean, no judgment, I've not tried it. Or you have other things in hot cross buns. It's like, can't we just keep a classic? Do you have to muck about with it? I mean, come on. But still, so yeah, let me know if you have a hot cross bun, what kind do you have, and do you have anything in it? I wonder if people have things. Oh, technology again. See, I'm going to talk about my advertisers. My phone's getting all, you know, it's looking forward to it. Technology, honestly. But yeah. So, if you have a hot cross bun, let me know what you have with it. Do you like them? Do you not like them? At Radio Gem on Twitter and on Instagram. So, this month I have three, I repeat, three advertisers for you. I get excited about everything I advertise because I don't know about you, but when you're listening, it's like a virtual door. I just use my hand like I'm opening a virtual door and I'm talking at a wall. Wow. It's a good job in this time, isn't it? Can you imagine me in other times? Someone walking in on me and I'm taking a prayer position by my bed. I'm usually sat on my bed, so I don't know why I'm on the floor. And I'm talking to my bedroom wall. Now I'm looking up at a shelf. I mean, what a time to be alive. But still, so we are going to. This is what happens when sugar gets to your head. I know I should have had that ravioli. It was a bad idea. Right, okay, so three advertisers. They're all very different. I get excited about sharing all my advertisers because you might not have heard of them. Some of them, I feel lucky because they've advertised with me again. So you might have heard of them. And if not, you get to check them out and become more cultured. and all you had to do was press play on a podcast episode. I am nothing if not a tour guide to bring a new culture. I like that. I might keep that. So first up... first up, we have Florence Coon with Broth Again for Dinner. You can find this on amazon.co.uk and under Scimitar Edge. This one I really am drawn to because it's kind of a lifestyle one. So if you want to hear, here is the advert.
Set in the aftermath of the First World War, Broth Again for Dinner introduces us to a young girl, Florence, from Whitland, Carmarthenshire, whose resilience and humour carried her through a life of hardship and one where comfort was scarce. Florence's words, which vividly describe her life up to the age of 16, have now tumbled into life, giving us an insight of the social narrative of rural South Wales in the 1920s and 1930s. Broth Again for Dinner offers a poignant insight into the life of a girl on the brink of womanhood and the changes that lie ahead. With 5 stars on Amazon and available for Kindle and paperback, Florence Coon, Broth Again for Dinner, available on Amazon and a link on my social media bios.
Awesome, isn't it? So with this one, Broth Again for Dinner, I'm really drawn to it because it's a lifestyle book. So what I like about it is it's one person, and having never met her, she's sharing what her coming of age story is like. Now, when I see the cover art, I really like it because, as I mentioned here on Quirky Gems podcast, we've all got that box or that bag, haven't we, of photographs. What I really like about this, if you check out at Radio Gem every week, you'll be able to see this. If you want to purchase it, you know what to look for. It's Broth Again for Dinner at amazon.co.uk. So have a look if you're on Amazon, give it a look. But what I really enjoy about it is the cover art. It's very personal. And also, if you kind of come from that lifestyle of not growing up with very much money and worrying about what you got in the fridge, and also, it's very contemporary as well, because right now, with the cost of living crisis, most of us can relate to lack of money and try to keep ourselves fed. But what I really like about it, it reminds me of growing up. You know, it reminds you of lifestyle. It kind of takes you right back to your own journey, so it's a massive connection. So, as I said, Broth Again for Dinner by Frances Coon. And you can check that out on amazon.co.uk, or you can find it on my link tree or on my social media. This will be advertised on my Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Next up, we have Going Down. If I don't write these down with my head, I'm likely to forget them. So, next up, we have Million Miles Away. I really like a cover art of this, which, to be honest, is... you can tell a lot by a cover art. It's like going into a library and picking up a book. What's the first thing you do? You usually look at the spine of the book, or depends on how it's displayed, the cover art. You turn it round, you look at the blurb. Much like when you listen to a podcast a podcast episode. You see the cover art, and then you think, right, I'll press play on that. A book is no different. So, Million Miles Away by Swaroop Archibi. This one, I really like the cover art on this. And have a look. Here's the advert for you right now. It's an awesome one. Check it out. Million Miles Away by Swaroop Archibi. The poems in Million Miles Away address the eternal themes of love, nature, religion, despair, and occasionally the poet's favourite, insomnia. But they do so with a unique voice, both Indian and modern, creating a blend that is manifestly different from poetry in Europe and the Americas. Million Miles Away. Find it on amazon.co.uk and in my link tree. So if you want to check out Jordan's shop and check out those two products that I was talking about, go on. Go on, open new tab, have a look. Or you can check it out via my Twitter once a week. It's at Radio Gem. Or if you have a sneak peek, check out my link tree. You can find all the information on my social medias. If you're on Instagram, at Radio Gem, and on Twitter, at Radio Gem. Well, that's all for this month. If you want to be a part of next month's lineup, check out the ad. I'll play it again for you. And yeah, stay tuned because we've got some amazing episodes coming your way. We've got makeup, we've got clothing, we've got hair. That's to name a few. You know, I didn't have to sing it for you, but I'm hoping that entices you to press that follow button. I'll speak to you again very soon. Thank you so much for listening. I am Gem, the madness that is, and this is Quirky Gem's podcast. Jordan Lee Creative is a small business specialising in stationery, prints, stickers, digital and printable products. From digital resources for content creators and businesses to fun, bright, stationery and prints, Jordan Lee Creative has it all. It's free UK shipping on all physical products and free stickers with every order, while stocks last. From April the 4th to April 29th, there's 10% off all digital and printable products. No code needed. Check out more at jordandcreative.etsy.com or find out more in Gem's Linktree.
Would you like to advertise here on Quirky Gem's podcast? I've got two packages available for you. The intro package gets you an advert read out right here on Quirky Gem's podcast. You'll get your socials, a website. It's available. You'll also get a link in my link tree. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal, £6, available worldwide. The Let's Get Social package. You get your advert read out right here. Right here on Quirky Gem's podcast. You also get your link available in my Twitter. Every time I drop a new podcast, you will get seen by my followers. You will also get your link in my link tree. How amazing is that? £12 for 1 month. Payment via PayPal available worldwide. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem.
Do you want to follow me on social media? It's at Radio Gem on Twitter and on Instagram. And just think, if you're having a bad day, there is somebody in a toilet stall right now that's just let out a fart and trying not to laugh. I'll leave you with that thought. Coming up next time on Quirky Gem's podcast, get ready with me using Garnier Skin Active BB Cream. Only on Quirky Gem's podcast. I'll see you there.